Some say money is bad for the soul, bad for the rock, bad for the roll, bad for the heart, bad for the brain, bad for everything. Oh yeah!
What's up, Wisconsin and beyond? I'm Maggie Dawn. You're listening to The Maggie Dawn Show here on the Civic Media Radio Network. It is the 3 o'clock hour, and that means it is Maggie and the Millionaires talking money, 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 because it's always about the money. I'm really excited because we've got breaking news today. The Fed announcing an interest rate adjustment. I think somewhat of a surprise to some prognosticators. Most expected a quarter point reduction in the interest rate. Instead, we saw a half point reduction. Jerome Powell, the chairman of the Federal Reserve, finishing up his remarks on the interest rate adjustment just about a little bit over a half an hour ago, if I'm doing my math correctly. And I'm so excited to be joined by an expert in these matters, Catherine Ann Edwards, an economist at the Groundwork Collaborative. She's worked at the Economic Policy Institute. She's an expert on labor markets and unemployment, Social Security, economic inequality, and poverty. Most importantly, she got her PhD from my alma mater, the University of Wisconsin-Madison. Welcome now to the Maggie Dawn Show, Badger Catherine Ann Edwards. Thank you so much for stepping in. We were going to have Dr. Mahboud. Please give her our best. We understand she had a conflict. And thank you so much, Catherine, for stepping in this afternoon.
No problem.
This week's theme has been about the powers that be, the things that sometimes people, the unseen hands that impact people's economic health and their family's livelihood. And when it comes to money, from an institutional perspective, the Federal Reserve probably has an incredible impact on people's everyday economic lives, but they don't really realize it in many instances. We call it the Fed. If folks hear people talking about the Fed, they mean the Federal Reserve. The Fed's job is to manage monetary policy, and they do that through a number of tools. The one that we hear probably the most about, Catherine, is the Fed's interest rate policy, either raising or lowering interest rates, given certain macroeconomic indicators in the United States. Today, again, the Fed cut interest rates by half a percentage point. It was the central bank's first cut in interest rates since 2020, basically since COVID. So a pretty remarkable moment. Catherine, let's start with the basics. Why did the Fed cut the interest rate today?
Because they're very worried about the labor market. So the Fed has what we call a dual mandate. They need to balance in the economy a steady and slow growth in prices, which is inflation. I've been joking that we need to have another word for inflation when it's out of control, like badflation.
Yeah.
maybe just have like a regular flation, like there's deflation, inflation, and inflation. Right. But there is, and it's two words to describe three things, which is inflation we like, inflation we don't like, and deflation, which is bad. The other mandate is to keep unemployment low. Now, the reason why this dual mandate is very difficult for them to manage is because kind of classic economic theory would tell us that these two needs are often in conflict. Mm-hmm. And that the kind of better prices are doing, you know, if you need to bring down inflation, you have to bring up unemployment, and that there's kind of a natural trade-off to these two things. I don't know how much that's the case anymore, because we're not in the 1940s economy or 1950s economy, but when inflation took off, as we were coming out of the pandemic, the Fed was pretty slow to cut interest rates because they didn't want to jeopardize the labor market coming out of the pandemic. A lot of people were looking for jobs. A lot of people were coming back from being fired at the start of the pandemic, and they waited to cut rates. And now, as inflation has fallen to 2.5%, there's a real worry that the labor market is starting to buckle under the pressure. And so they acted in the labor market's best interest today.
How do you think that this Fed rate cut will impact consumers, folks that are listening here in the state of Wisconsin?
Well, the interest rate is just the price. It's the price of borrowing money. So what the Fed does is, it is a very special price, because the price of borrowing affects your ability to consume things that you don't have to borrow. So interest rates have influence on a lot of things. They influence the banking sector in particular, directly through the funds that the Fed charges them, but they influence the market for interest rates, the market for borrowing overall, which hits you as a consumer probably directly through credit card rates. These will be the are very kind of move in time with interest rates are the rates on credit cards, as well as the rates on mortgages, secure loans like for a car, or unsecure loans that aren't credit cards, kind of things that you need to finance. So when the Fed lowers interest rates, it doesn't dictate to the, you know, 100th basis point of what you're being charged, but it influences the direction of, is it going to get more expensive or less expensive to borrow? They've been making it more expensive to borrow so that you'd consume less, so that the pressure on prices would fall and that prices would not grow as quickly as they have been. They've been successful at that over the past, you know, year and a half, almost 2 years. And so now they're going to make it easier to borrow so that you can finance things because the longer they make it harder to borrow, the more pressure they put on employers to cut workers.
And just to round out the sort of cause and effect here, when it's more expensive to borrow money, people tend to consume less. That drives down demand. And when demand is going down, you generally, absent other factors, will see prices going down. So raising interest rates, therefore, was a tool the Fed deployed to fight inflation. When the primary concern of the Fed becomes potentially labor market issues, right, they will switch that tool around to try to juice demand, right, and keep folks employed to continue to grow employment. I want to make sure that we've explained those basic macroeconomic cause and effects correctly so people can follow the bouncing ball.
Yeah, it is. It's hard because I always say economists are, we're kind of in the upside down, you know, where we're often rooting for things that are terrible, because that would mean that the economy itself is moving in the direction that we want. You know, inflation is really hard to tame. It hurts a lot of people, as I'm sure many of your listeners can relate to, and it doesn't have an easy cure. We have been through hell these past 2 years. So many consumers have been hurting, and we're like light at the end of the tunnel. Y'all, this was a great day. I think if it weren't an election, we'd probably be talking about it a little differently. This would be, you know, not exactly like parade down the streets, but this is a fantastic day because it's a pretty remarkable feat. Most economists who, sure, we're humans some of the time, but we're economists all of the time. Most economists would have told you 2 years ago, there's no way we're going to bring down inflation if we didn't cause a recession. And they would have told you, like, you could have watched CNBC and you would have had 15 different economists tell you, you are not going to get down inflation until unemployment hits 6%. And that didn't happen. So it's hard to tell people, like, here's some cold comfort, something worse didn't happen that you can't fully contextualize. But that is, in fact, the case.
So, thank you. Thank you so much for that, Catherine. I have sat on the show numerous times that beware the politician that tells you that whatever they do, everything will be sunshine and roses. Sometimes difficult policymaking, and certainly the difficult choices that the Federal Reserve has to make, is in fact about harm avoidance or harm reduction, trying to reduce the negative impacts to shorten what is a painful time period in our economy. And indeed, that was the challenge posed to the Fed here. Do you think, as an economist, Catherine, that the Fed made the right decision today, both in terms of the size of the interest rate cut and the cut itself?
Yes. I was rooting for 50.
So, and that's what we got.
And that was what we got. We got 50. And that was what I was rooting for. The alternative was that they were going to go with 25, which was a smaller cut. So the last time they met, they don't meet in August. They only cut rates when they meet. They don't meet in August. Yeah, I mean, it's almost like they could have met sooner if we really needed to, but they met in July, and in July they had June data. And the June data, you know, the labor market had some like signs of weakness, but it was still, like, unemployment rate was still really low. We were still adding jobs at a good clip. And the data that we have gotten since then has been much more troubling about how the labor market is doing. There were a couple things in particular. There was a tick up in the unemployment rate, which was just, it was like one tick too many. There was a kind of a continued drop off in hires. And then there was a big revision to data that was all downward, which is, it's a totally normal thing to happen. We always revise data because in the US we have high data transparency and integrity. And if we find out that a number is not accurate, we update it. But they all went in the wrong direction. So I, what I try to tell people, it's like if I told you a hitter had a batting average of 299 versus 300, it's not that different, but it's actually hugely different to say that you have a 300 batting average versus a 299. Like there's a big psychological and emotional hurdle to staying above 300. The Fed kind of has very similar benchmarks of like, yeah, inflation at 2.9 versus 3.0 doesn't mean that much to you, but it means a lot to the Fed. Unemployment going from 4.2 to 4.3 doesn't mean much to you, but it meant a lot to the Fed. And so, you know, emotions matter here more than probably economists let on, because we'd like you to think we're a little scientist, but there's a lot of intuition that goes into it too.
That is Catherine Ann Edwards. She is an economist at the Groundwork Collaborative. She got her PhD at the University of Wisconsin-Madison. She is our guest for this 3 p.m. episode of Maggie and the Millionaires Talking Money. Why? Because the Fed just announced today that they are reducing interest rates by a half point. When Catherine and I talk about, is it going to be 25 or 50 points? What we're talking about are basis points translated into percentages, which is how we measure interest rates. 50 basis points equals a half percentage reduction. That is what the Fed did today. Again, because the Fed has made a determination that we have gotten through this scary inflationary period, they're now worried about keeping and propping up employment and jobs numbers in the United States. We're going to come back with Catherine, continue to ask her more questions. If you've got a specific question for her, please feel free to use the text line 855-752-4842. That's 855-75-CIVIC. We come back. I'm going to ask Catherine, does the Fed deserve the credit for bringing inflation down? What was really going on here? As well as how important is it in capitalistic democracies to have an independent central bank? That seems to be a bit of a point of contention among some candidates for a pretty important political office. We'll talk about it more with economist Catherine Ann Edwards in this edition of Maggie and the Millionaires Talking Money here on the Civic Media Radio Network. Keep it locked. Money.